Two Guys, One Rail Podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Two Guys, One Rail Podcast. I'm your host, Anthony, here to bring you a solo review today of a concert I went and saw last night, the Hans Zimmer Live at the Rod Laver Arena here in Melbourne. This concert is headed up by the composer Hans Zimmer, best known for doing the film scores for Pirates of the Caribbean, Gladiator, Dark Knight, Interstellar, Inception, Lion King, you know, The Last Samurai, Dune, just to name a few. I mean, you can go all the way back to even Driving Miss Daisy or Crimson Tide. I mean, there's so many that he has become well known for. And Hans tours the world with a 19-piece live band and a full orchestra. And so we're fortunate enough that in the tour listing, he chose Brisbane, Sydney, and Melbourne to bring his world-renowned show to the masses. And can I just say, it was just a complete mind-blowing experience from start to finish. In the lead-up, I got to the city in good time, and I walked down to the Rod Laver Arena. Even just walking into the arena, there was so much anticipation, because I'd seen footage and snippets of articles about the previous concerts held here in Australia, and I didn't read or hear about any bad reviews or anything like that. And for me personally, I'd kind of accepted that it was something I might not get to go to, only because I just thought those tickets would be so in demand, and there'd been talks that they were completely sold out. I went down the rabbit hole, went and searched for some tickets, and I found one, and it was a really good ticket. And I thought, why not? Because remember, people, you gotta work to live, not live to work. So what's the sense in working yourself to the bone and not doing anything for yourself? You're allowed to treat yourself. So I thought, why not? So I did it, and I'm so glad I did, because when this show kicked off, I was just hypnotized. Because for me, as I've spoken about previously, music in film and music in general just kind of takes me away from reality. I call it my happy place. Well, between movies and music, yeah, it just completely just helps me disappear for a while. As I said, very much my happy place. Because growing up, as I've spoken about previously, you don't really appreciate the music in the movies or cartoons that you're watching until you get a bit older. And then rewatching them again, obviously, as you grow, your memory serves a lot of good purposes, because the music in some of these movies and cartoons and that stay with you. And if I was to name one, the music for Lion King, it stays with you, especially long after you've watched the movie or you listen to the soundtrack. And I've always said music has a message, and there's a great message behind everything. And whether it's triumph, tragedy, whether it's success, failure, lessons learned from music in these films carry us through all kind of life's events. And so, like I said, I've always just appreciated having the solace of a really good movie and the music from those movies to listen to, especially when going through all kinds of things. Just can tune out, block out the world, I say, and listen to this beautiful music. And as I said, this concert did not disappoint. I would call it one of those once in a lifetime experiences, to be honest, because it's not common to see a composer for a film to actually be touring the world with a live band and orchestra. I mean, you could put Hans Zimmer right up there on what would be the Mount Rushmore of composers. I mean, obviously John Williams is a big name, world renowned, and Hans Zimmer is right up there with him. And like, he's just brought something that's, I would say, a really immersive and special experience together to the world. And yeah, this is one of the best concerts I've ever been to in my life. Completely unforgettable. Like, waking up today after seeing it last night, it was just, kept replaying it in my head. And obviously, because there's been so much footage recorded of it on YouTube and everything like that, I was playing bits of it back to myself and just closing my eyes and just thinking about it and just, again, appreciating it so much more. Because there's one thing about watching it and listening to it and then being there live, watching it being performed, getting to see these people play in front of you is just, yeah, unbelievable. And Hans Zimmer is funny too. That's the other thing. Like, he's a really great showman, and he's a real unassuming person too. And like, and he's a jokester. Like, after they played a couple songs at the beginning, and he got on the mic and he started introducing several members of the band, and talks about what the genesis of these tours have been and why he's doing the tour. He's quite funny, and he really interacts with the crowd, and this whole show is about bringing the crowd in on the journey. And one thing I love about it is every time he gets on the mic, he introduces a band member to the crowd and giving them a moment. Every time he did, there's a complete rapture of applause, because the band members, whether they're the cellists, the guitarists, bass guitar, electrical guitar, the flutists, the people on the trombone or in the actual orchestra, or the violinists, are not only classically trained violinists, but some of them are classically trained opera singers. And so it's quite something to see them not only playing the instruments, but they're singing. And it's just beautiful. I just really loved it. And going through the different songs that they started playing, I mean, they're playing snippets from Dune, from Pirates of the Caribbean, Lion King. They have the original singer of the Lion King soundtrack, Lebo M, who recorded it with Hans Zimmer way back in the 90s when they were constructing the film, performing with a chorus from the Congo. To perform that sequence is just unbelievable and emotional. I sat next to someone who had been to the show the previous night. We were talking about the meanings behind the music, and he was saying that Lion King touched him quite a bit too, because he'd lost his dad when he was young, because we were talking about how Hans Zimmer lost his father when he was six. Obviously Hans Zimmer has described that he wrote The Lion King for his daughter, but obviously he wrote it as a way to, as a tribute to his father as well, especially navigating grief and how you go on after death. Yeah, completely. When you're young, you don't realize this stuff. You don't appreciate it as much as you do as you get older. But then as I was sitting next to this gentleman named Josh, and he was talking about how he lost his dad when he was younger and how he had to navigate that grief, and it didn't hit him straight away. He took great comfort in the music, seeing The Lion King, and all that stuff is encompassing in how someone navigates that journey of dealing with a loss and how we proceed without that person around, and how it shapes you in life, and how it just makes you, what paths you choose, you know. And so again, I just thought it was just simply beautiful. And in watching the show, I mean, the transitions between the music as well, when Hans didn't speak to the crowd, we're going to like sequences for like Man of Steel, Wonder Woman, got Inception, which is more towards the end of the film, the Pirates of the Caribbean. I mean, that was one of the longer sequences, but the music, where it's slow or it's fast, really just, it draws you in. I don't know how to describe it, like an unforgettable experience. And yeah, just, I love just particularly how Hans at one point gets on a guitar and he starts walking through the crowd, and him and his bass players, yeah, they walked right through the audience and then got back up on stage. They had an aerialist who did a performance right above the audience, above the stage, and that was a great performance as well. Because again, you don't know where to look, because there's so much happening, and you could be watching the aerialist up above the stage, and you're watching the band play. It just, yeah, a feast for the eyes, I say, because there's so much to see and so much to look at, and I just loved it. I can't tell you enough how much I love this show. Yeah, I mean, when they did the sequence for Last Samurai, I was just, it was beautiful. I love that film, and the music from it is so peaceful. Obviously, a lot of these films that Hans did the music for, there's war, there's triumph, tragedy, there's ups and downs, and so the messages in his music particularly just stunning. And there was an intermission at the end of Pirates, just sitting there, and I really just couldn't move. I could have got up and gone to get something to drink, and I'm sitting there talking to Josh, and we were just saying how amazing the show is. And because he'd sat up in the rafters basically the previous night, and so I was just saying, how do you rate this? And he said, oh, it's even better. and just sitting there, and because I didn't want to miss anything as well, and it started off again. Yeah, they were doing the music from Dune. The singing is just mesmerizing, and then the talent of the band, I mean, from each instrument and just the way they played. And I kept remarking how I love how in sync they all were. Obviously they're well rehearsed and they've done it a million times now. It's just watching each of them, because you're looking at each person and it's just like you feel that eye contact, but you also feel like there's an intensity with all of them and the way they're playing, and there's so much passion. And again, because Hans is introducing each band member over time, over the course of the 3 hours, and so you're getting to know the person and that their little story behind how they came to perform with Hans. And he doesn't call them so much a family, he calls them his band in a loving way, but obviously you can tell they are very much a family. They're very much, Hans very much loves them, and he rates them very highly. Like, their sequences are one of his electrical guitarists. Hans just sits there and watches him, and then he gets on the mic at the end of the show, or at the end of that song, and he talks about how glowing his performance is. And then he gives, like, a snippet of who that person is and where they're from. And so he gives every person a moment to shine. It's truly a band. He really makes a statement of, there's not one person on that stage that, even though it's Hans Zimmer live, it's really about each individual doing their part. And that's what I love so much too, because he tells the audience that he wouldn't be there doing this without the talents of all those wonderful people on the stage with him. And there's some homegrown talent too, like Lisa Gerrard, who's famous for her beautiful voice on the Gladiator soundtrack. She's worked with Hans for over 30 years. She's homegrown, Melbourne homegrown, and one of the violinists. She was a Melbourne girl too. And it was just, again, it was really interesting that he had so much of a Melbourne-based connection with his band. And the orchestra was an Australian orchestra as well. And so they were just immensely talented. And so just can't tell you enough just how amazing this show was. And it leaves you buzzing, because like you get towards the end of the show, you're wanting more. And then they come out again and they do an encore. They do the James Bond encore, an iconic theme. Yeah, that starts playing, and then it gets to the real end, and he does Time from Interstellar. It's really profound and personal. You're watching him and his band, and they're playing, and his Hans is on the piano. Yeah, can't take your eyes off, and it's just wonderful. Again, I'm struggling to find the words properly to describe what I feel about it. It's more because I was just stunned that I got to go. When it ended, you didn't realize that 3 hours had gone, and once the show was over and walked out, I was collecting my thoughts, and I'm just thinking that was incredible, because it truly was. Yeah, I was so over the moon happy that I got to go. And it's funny too, because I'd previously spoken to someone earlier in the day who I funnily enough went to primary school with, and he'd been the previous night as well, and he didn't give anything away, but he kept saying, stay for the encore, don't get out of your seat, stay for the encore. And I'm glad I did, because that's the thing. Some people were getting up out of their seats towards the end, and it's just like, are these people silly? They don't know what they're missing out on. And yeah, it was money well spent. It was a show that'll stay with me for a long time to come. Can't tell you enough how much it meant to me to get to be there. And yeah, it's one that I'll rate highly forever. And because like I said, this is like a therapy. Music is a great medicine, especially when you're going through tough times, and it'll take you away. It will help you through so much, because if you have no one to talk to at times, it's nice to just tune out the world and just listen to music. And be it from a movie or from a favorite band, music will heal. It has a real power. But yeah, in saying that, obviously I'd love to hear your thoughts if you've been to any show like this, and if not, what shows you've got to look forward to. Have you been to a concert? Are you going to any? I'd love to hear your thoughts. Leave a comment for us. But also, I hope that you can like the post and like the podcast and share it, and listen to us on YouTube, Spotify, Amazon. We're out there now. We're starting to bring out more content. and we're going to do more, and that's the plan. And obviously we're still learning as we go as well, keenly aware of being a small fish in a big pond, but we appreciate any support we get, and we're just glad to be able to bring you guys along for the journey. And it's only going to get better from here, as I keep saying. But yeah, I want to thank you for your time, and look forward to what's coming next. But for now, catch you later.